Good morning from me, Reverend Cliff Pooley from the Churn Valley Benefice. Welcome to this service of morning prayer from the Book of Common Prayer for the Sunday after Ascension Day. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins, he pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the Sunday after Ascension Day. O God, the King of Glory, who hast exalted thine only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph unto thy kingdom in heaven, we beseech thee, leave us not comfortless, but send to us thine Holy Ghost to comfort us and exalt us unto the same place whither our Saviour Christ is gone before, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And the psalm today is Psalm 104, verses 26 to 35. There go the ships, and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord. We say together the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And our reading this morning is from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power, for ever and ever. Amen. And we have a reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, beginning at the 26th verse. When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you've been with me from the beginning. Now I've said these things to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so, they're offering worship to God. And they will do this because they've not known the Father or me. But I've said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Here endeth the lesson. We say together the Jubilate Deo. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We can join together in saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, may clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now a short reflection on some of the readings that we've had this morning. In common with many others, I've experienced nothing in my lifetime like the COVID-19 lockdown. It's not the enforced isolation itself that has struck me so much as the reversal of what seemed to be the idea that thing to do in times of difficulty is to try to plough on and live as positively as possible. When I've read or heard of other emergencies such as the World Wars, one of which we've only recently commemorated on VE 75 Day, the thing that strikes one is how people then were called upon to overcome their personal fears and to carry on. The COVID-19 advice to isolate ourselves has been unique, and though I understand the reasoning behind it, I fear that it may become a reinforcement of the atomization of life in the future. And that seems to me to be the antithesis of the Christian life, in which we are encouraged to assemble and meet together to give thanks for the great benefits that we have received at God's hands, to hear his most holy word, to set forth his most worthy praise, and to ask those things that are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Certainly, in that injunction, we see that as Christians we must indeed think about physical well-being, but it also points us towards looking after our spiritual and mental health. Reading from Paul's letter this morning, we see that he was faced with a life or death dilemma in his own time. The circumstances were, of course, quite different, but the Christians, whilst being called to live in community, were often in fear of their lives should they come out and face the hostility of the rest of society around them. But Peter writes to encourage his people to live as outwardly as possible in the way that Christians ought, and selfless love is the key to that, while rejection of all that is demeaning to human life is necessary too. I've been reading from a favourite author of mine, Professor Raymond Tallis. He was a geriatrician, and he's also a philosopher. Tallis is an atheist, yet much of what he writes I find very authoritative. And in writing in his book Hippocratic Oaths about the difference between sentience and knowledge, Tallis writes that knowledge is a propositional or articulated awareness formulated into abstract general principles. Such is what enables us to decide how to lead our lives rather than merely to live them. Now, when we look at society at large, it's often all too apparent that many people have been taken in by the value systems of the world simply to live out lives, consuming and entertaining themselves, rather than living lives of meaning and purpose. How we lead lives of meaning and purpose is straightforward, as Peter writes. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one use whatever gift he's received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Well, one positive side of the COVID-19 emergency has been the noticeable increase in neighbourliness shown by many people. And I wonder if that sense of neighbourliness was there all along, but that the opportunities to express it have been less obvious in these times of self-promotion and identitarianism. One local manifestation of that willingness to be neighbourly is the upcoming Neighbourhood Watch event to take place between the 7th and 13th of June, when neighbours will be encouraged to say thank you and to celebrate what it means to be a neighbour, to have the connections that have been made, and to see how important it is to stay connected through good and bad times. Well, I pray that I will be able to join you in that week of celebrating neighbourliness. In the meantime, grace and peace to you all. And now let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee with thy favour to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts, grant her in health and wealth long to live, strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies, and finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for the clergy and the people. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the helpful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Creator God, we pray for our troubled world, its peoples and their leaders at this time. We pray for those who are caught up in war and violence and the hatred of others. We remember innocent victims of all those evils. We remember those who are abused because of their faith in Christ. May peace abound and righteousness flourish, that we may vanquish injustice and wrong. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for all whom we may encounter in our daily lives during these difficult times. Help us to recognize Christ in one another, acknowledging that those whom we meet may be stressed and tired. We ask that you would help us to recognize the risen Christ in the face of those people, and that we may encourage them by deed or by word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, loving God, for all those who are in need, for all those who are filled with guilt, all those who are broken-hearted, confused or afraid, saddened because of difficult or broken relationships. We pray for all who are suffering from illness, those known to us, and those suffering alone. Send your blessing upon them, Lord. Strengthen them, that they may overcome all of those things which make their lives so difficult. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for all who've died, especially for those who encouraged us in our faith by their example. As we pray for them, may they in turn continue to pray for us, that we may stay true to our faith and give the same kind of example ourselves to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray now the prayer of St. Chrysostom. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world a knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. And now may we bless one another in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.